Welcome, everybody. This is E3 2018 Cicero Holmes Day 2, and I'm here at the Esports Amateur Competitors League, also known as the EACL, with its co-founder and CEO, former professional football player, Mr. Michael Reddick. Michael, how you doing, man?
Absolutely excellent, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to me.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that esports is really hot. It's moving and shaking, and what really drew my eye was the fact that there were so many people of color that were working behind the scenes over here, and then I found out exactly what was going on here. But so share with the rest of our community. We call it Bricago.
Okay.
All right. So share with the rest of Bricago what exactly the EACL is and why it's so damn important and why I had to stop and talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we have a dual mission. On the gaming side, you know, we wanted to make sure there was a platform that develops amateur gamers. So starting usually, you know, if you want to join a tournament or something, you have to wait till your skills get there before you're bold enough to even get involved.
Right.
What we are about is wherever your skills are at right now, you can actually come on and find some success on our platform. We have the only platform that actually matches you according to your skill, and we create tournaments according to your skills so that you can develop and have a chance to monetize your love of gaming along the way, right? So that was very important to us. This started from my 15-year-old daughter at the time, who graduated high school at 15.
Wow.
She is a 18-year-old junior in college.
Oh my gosh.
This started off as a college project for her, me and her, trying to figure out how to bolster her college application up. So we started volunteering, and we wanted to make sure that she had volunteer hours for her college application.
Okay.
In doing so, I created a program called Rewards of Study Table, where we would go out and find athletes that potentially had, you know, scholarship abilities.
Right.
But they weren't doing as well in their grades.
Okay.
And we wanted to make sure that they were going to be prepared to accept those scholarships.
Right.
So the thing was, as an ex-professional athlete, I had world-class speed. I had a very desired speeding course, but most of them couldn't afford it. So what we said is, if you study 10 hours, I would train you too. Her mother and her would actually do all of the study halls for them.
Okay.
And then I would train them. So that's the way we did it in return.
A full family affair.
A full family affair. You know, my wife is the CEO of the commercial fundraising entity. The reason why we do what we do with this program, which is, we started this whole thing was to raise money because it was so hard for us to collect money.
Right.
You know, we knocked on a lot of doors, man.
Yeah.
A lot. It was a lot of gifts offered.
Right.
But that wouldn't help us get no money. You know?
Exactly.
So what my wife was like, you know, we had about 100 and something athletes. I used to drive from Orange County to LA County, pick them up, take them to their bus stop, 4:30 every morning, 5 days a week, give them $5 for lunch because they were on free lunch.
Wow.
And I got them accepted to private high schools.
Wow.
And so this volunteer thing cost us about $30,000.
Right.
So my wife was like, I love what you're doing, but you know, you have your own family.
Right.
We need
to
find a way to fund this. So we was like, you know, what can we do? What is our price range? Our price range was $10.
Okay.
So we wanted to know, what kind of event can we do for $10? We couldn't wash enough cars.
Right.
We weren't popular enough. We couldn't afford to have superstars for a golf court tournament.
Sure.
So we said, every time we go to pick kids up, they're playing video games.
Right.
Let's have a video game competition.
There you go.
And that's what we did. And that's how EACL got its humble beginnings, was trying to raise money so that we got tired of asking, but we didn't want to give up on what we were doing.
Right.
And it just became this big monster. Believe it or not, I thought I invented an industry until I looked at the internet and realized it was 100 million people doing it already. And they even came up with a cute name called eSports, because I was trying to figure it out. I thought this was mine. So so I guess I figured that out, that I wasn't the inventor of it. But it's okay now. I'm still an early pioneer.
Exactly. And you know, but there's, you guys are filling a niche.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we've talked about on our show, is, you know, eSports is a big industry, and outside of the fighting game community, when you look at the makeup of these esports teams, they're either very, very Asian or they're very, very white.
That's right.
And it leads a person to believe that other people of color, other gamers of color, aren't interested in playing games competitively.
That's
at
right.
a professional level. But what we know and what the research has shown out is the fact that these people of color, people that are marginalized, people that are disenfranchised, don't necessarily have the opportunities or the tools to get themselves involved in esports in a major way. In a way that their talent would dictate or allow them. So what is it about ECAL that's bridging that gap?
Well, you know, one of the things is bringing attention. Our dual mission that I didn't, let me digress a little bit, that I didn't mention earlier was we came up with a system to raise money. We actually get 50% of our gross to nonprofits. Our platform is set up to be able to help up to 50,000 nonprofits raise up to $38,000 a year at no cost to them. We only do it in exchange for them to promote for us and to talk about us.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, our angle allows us to talk to parents and educate them about the industry, let them know, just like your son can dribble a basketball for 2 hours because you believe he can get a scholarship or he can go pro, they can now spend that 2 hours on video games that you thought they were wasting because they can get a scholarship and they can go pro.
Yes.
And because it was demonized, that you know, a lot of people think of their kids as being lazy. They're not understanding that this is a full-fledged industry. Normally, an industry has to build up. Right. Well, esports is here, it's global, and we, at the as the United States, and when I say we have to catch up to the rest of the world. We're just now getting to participate in it. So high schools are just now getting teams.
Right.
More colleges are having esports teams.
Yes.
So we are here to fill that niche in between there. Like, the reason why we like our college athletes and our varsity players is because there's a weeding out system.
Right.
You start off in Little League or Pee Wee, and then when you get to high school, you realize either you're not big enough to play football anymore, but you were a superstar, and you're still a fan of the game. And you appreciate it because you realize how much better or bigger those guys are than you. And gaming doesn't have that weeding out system. That's what EACL will fill in. We want, our ultimate goal is for the industry to respect the ranking system that we have put in place. And we feel like, you know, I'll know that we're successful when the industry asks you, what is your EACL ranking?
So, all right, so you guys are going to have your own chess style ranking. That
yes.
will that is standardized across EACL, or ECAL, I'm sorry, and that will be a standard that everyone who's a member of the ECAL or EACL will be able to see and know exactly where they are in the
rankings. Absolutely. We rank all of our players, and it's because we host so many tournaments, you know, we have the ability to host 1.2 million micro tournaments.
Wow.
And what that does is we've licensed out and we've empowered the nonprofits to say, use our platform to raise money,
right,
host a qualifying tournament. We'll take your winners and we'll create a tournament of like-skilled individuals, which no one else can do. If you throw a tournament, you don't care who pays.
Right.
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 So we're fortunate that we say, look, everybody throw these qualifying tournaments. We have an algorithm that's going to rank them. And when they win, we're going to say, okay, we want all skill level ones, and we'll create however many tournaments for that skill level.
Right.
So that way you won't get discouraged in your play. You truly have a chance to win the cash prize.
That's amazing. So now I fancy myself an amateur esports player. I've heard now of the EACL. What do I need to do to be involved? Where do I need to go?
Excellent. We have a app that you can download, the EACL app on your Android. It'll be coming to iPhone very soon.
Okay. Android. Android, yes. Getting some love first. That's what's up.
I hate, you know, I have to love them because they made it easy for us.
Exactly.
I'm an iPhone owner, so I have to hurry up. I'm telling you, you got to hurry up and get there. So, you know, so so this July, we're going to introduce ourselves. We have a $2.50 entry fee. $2.50. 15 rounds. If you win 15 rounds, you can win an amazing $250.
Oh, wow.
Now, mind you, we have 4,000 of these micro tournaments. So it's not, see, again, all the things that we're doing is for the amateur to understand it doesn't matter where your skills are at. Get on the platform and you could possibly find success. That's why we have so many, so that you don't feel discouraged and think that the pros are going to come in and you just don't have a chance.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're introducing it all summer. You know, we have great specials that we're doing this summer leading up into a 2019 season. So we're doing a lot of specials just to let people get a feel of the platform so that they can understand what it is that we do.
What games are you guys having on your platform?
We have up to 20 titles. You know, we have CSGO, Smite, Paladins. NB2K, you know, Fortnite. It's, we're going to leave whatever titles according to the pop, the gamers, how they come on and right. how they tell us. So we're kind of going to let them vote for it, because we can add any game to our platform we so choose.
Sure.
So we'll let them come on. I know we're going to be doing something with a couple racing games.
All right.
You know, so because you know, we raise money, so
yeah.
they're not, those are great family games. So
yeah.
And we're looking for a couple more. We will have games that you can get scholarships in on. But because we are a platform that raises money, we want to be able to have family-friendly games as well, so that you can get your feet wet in just what it takes to be in competition.
Right. Oh, well, that's amazing. And you know, everyone in Bricago knows that one of the things that's so important to us in Bricago is being able to reach back and bring people along and help to inspire them to aspire to be part of the gaming industry. And the EACL, Michael, what you and your family are doing is exactly right along lines with that. I hope that I wish you guys all the success in the world, and hope that in the future, when we're all doing some charitable events, we can work together.
Absolutely. You know, in any of the causes that you're dealing with, please let me extend this out to you. It costs absolutely nothing. And you just simply sign up with us, and we will, you know, all you do is promote.
Right.
You tell people about us. We'll help you fill the seats, because we have a global advertising campaign.
Okay.
So you don't get only paid on the seats you fill.
Right.
It's a cooperative effort with us.
Okay.
We will help you fill the seats as well.
There you go.
All right.
All
so
right.
We're very serious about, as much as we are about giving the amateur gamer a platform to right. flourish on, we really are in. Really want to become the number one fundraising entity in the world. So
that's
our goal.
That's amazing. Now, someone's interested. They've heard all of this stuff. They're really interested. They want to check out the EACL. Where do they go?
TheEACL.com, or just if you have an Android, you can put on EACL and download the app. Register for us, because we're going to be sending out emails and let you know about our July 1st tournament. We're going to have a special there, $2.50. Even if you're questioning your skills, $2.50, I'm telling you, you can give it a shot.
$2.
And plus, we have thousands of tournaments. Each of them have their own guaranteed $250 cash prize pot. So
wow.
we're not raising the money off of you coming in. That cash pots are already there. They're already in existence.
That's amazing. $2.50 will also get you 5 ribs if you're Chris Rock. this has been amazing. Michael, thank you very much. The EACL, look out. These guys are going to be doing big things, and we can say we remember them when.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you guys for the interview, and I love what you're doing, man,
thank
and
you.
I appreciate you. So
thank you very much.
All right.
Well, you know, if you guys are appreciating what we're doing over here, make sure you check us out some more. We'll have plenty more coverage for the rest of the week. This is Cicero Holmes. We say peace.